T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We want to thank all of the brave fighters. We want to thank these incredible people, the first responders.
I want to thank you and acknowledge the work that you've done to be media.
We have, I don't know, what do you think, a couple hundred people here?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we need a couple thousand people here.
Let them play! Let them play!
A Harris administration together with Joe Biden.
Is doomsday here?
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane Duff making a special appearance on this Tuesday morning. Jesse Jane, how are you?
Hey, good morning, motivator. It's exciting to be here on a Tuesday. I'm all disoriented now, though. I can't say take the hill. It's going to be a long week, though, but I just did say
it's going to be a shorter week now because it's already
a shorter
Tuesday.
Week.
Yeah,
yes.
So great to get you on here. You know, I've been pointing out all morning that the president is going to make history this morning, signing yet another peace agreement or overseeing it between Israel and Bahrain. We add UAE to that. And if the guy didn't already deserve a Nobel Peace Prize, it shouldn't exist if he doesn't qualify for it right now.
It's going to make the left's heads explode. They thought that this man was going to start World War III. They really did. And they were convinced he was irrational and erratic and all these horrible things that even people on the Republican side were suggesting and implying. And here it is. He has conquered everything that they have tried to say against him, to defame him. Essentially, he's been the best friend of the military and the veterans. He has funded, ensured that the VA has been reformed. He has fired over 7,000. His administration has fired over 7,000 VA employees who were not taking care of those veterans. How many decades have we been complaining about the VA? And
yes,
the military has received its funding, and now peace in the Middle East. My goodness, you can't make this stuff up. It's been astronomical. And if you've ever met President Trump, which I have, people don't realize how engaging and concerned he really is. He looks people in the eye. He talks to people. He has a way of getting people to realize, wow, we could make a difference here. And he gets them moving.
Speaking of people who don't have a clue as to what the hell's going on in the world, Hillary Clinton tweets out yesterday, "We deserve a president who cares whether his fellow Americans live or die." And even as I'm reading it, I saw your tweet in response to that, because you were thinking the exact same thing I was thinking.
What difference at this point does it make?
Honestly, same woman, two different comments. It's a deafness that's just hard to accept.
Exactly. A former Democratic presidential candidate who's trying to imply that they need a man in office who cares about Americans living or dying, while she herself ran for president and did not care. And I had, believe it or not, blue check marks, and I can see their tweets. Once you have a blue check, you see the tweets because you have a special tab for them. Blue check marks on Twitter coming after me saying I'm taking the comments out of context. What context are they supposed to be in? I'm sorry, I read the entire quote again. And the entire quote simply states, you know, that does it matter if it was protesters or some guys going out for a walk that night? What difference at this point does it make? The fact is, she didn't care. For how many hours did they sit there and watch that embassy burn and did not send anybody in to save the ambassador and allowed Americans to die who were trying to save that ambassador? The fact is that regardless of whether she was impeding his life from being saved or whatever her complacency was, isn't what even what I was questioning. The mere quote at what difference at this point does it make? Shows she didn't care what the reason was that they died. Her attitude was indifferent and aloof. Anyway, back to what her tweet was. She's trying to suggest the president doesn't care about American lives after he has pulled people. He's pulling us out of Afghanistan, getting us out of Iraq, got our troops out of Syria. And he was admonished for that, not only by the left, but also some conservatives. Even Dan Crenshaw was upset that he was leaving Syria. Everybody thought Syria would collapse and the Kurds would be destroyed.
Right.
The fact was, is we never had authorization that he shouldn't even be in Syria. He has saved American lives and he's bringing those troops home.
I love it, Jesse Jane. It's true because we know how long Hillary ignored them, 13 hours, because that's what they named the movie after, right? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Listen, great having you on today. Thanks for bringing it.
Thank you very much, and I'm available 7 days a week for you.
That's outstanding. Jesse Jane Duff, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Take the hill, motivator. Bye.
We will do it. We'll talk to you soon. Always great to get her on here. Glad we could do it on Tuesday this week. At Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter. Go follow her. You'll thank me later. 2A Tuesdays coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Proposition. Let's assume it's all absolutely accurate. Do we want to continue it? Does anybody think it made any sense that someone's able to walk into a gun store, buy an assault weapon that has multiple rounds, or buy an assault weapon that has 100 rounds, even though it may not, you can't point to the fact that it in fact had stopped it before. Do you want more of them on the street?
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, we are joined this morning by Mark Walters with Armed American Radio, and we appreciate getting him on here again at AA Radio there on Twitter. You can follow him. Mark, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark. Always a pleasure. Love
it. Yeah, how disappointing and but not surprising that in the wake of the ambush shooting of 2 police officers in California, Joe Biden's response is, oh, we need more gun control. We need to limit magazine sizes and stop assault weapons. That was his response to 2 police officers being shot by a criminal.
Joe Biden's an idiot. And listen, when that's exactly true. When you talk about exploitation, this is a prime example of it. The individual walked up, the murderer walked up to 2 police officers, one of them, a 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old, it's just insane. another one, a 24-year-old, both out of the academy, had taken their oath about 14 months earlier, walks up with a handgun, shoots both officers in the head, and flees. And Biden calls for banning assault weapons. Okay? It's just more proof positive that Biden's not there.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's true.
He's not there.
He has no answer for these things. It's all these stock answers that he's been giving for the last 40 years, roughly. He's got a plan out there. People, all they have to do is go to his website. He's called for a gun buyback. He wants to ban these so-called assault weapons, although technically there's no such thing as an assault weapon.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad you referenced JoeBiden.com, because listeners, I want you to go to JoeBiden.com. It's not just the two of us crazy gun nuts that are saying this to you. It's right there. Mark just told you it's laid out on his website. He lays out for you the three-step process to ban your weapons. It's right there on his webpage. The first page, the first one is to ban assault weapons. That's his first deal. He wants to ban them. The second one is he wants to register your guns, which is universal registration, by making all of those guns that are already out there in the wild, you know, like yours. Yeah. Tens of millions of them. He wants you to have to register those with the National Firearms Act, the NFA, which is exactly what you have to do with a machine gun. So he wants to turn them into machine guns. So now he wants to ban importation of them and future sales. He wants you to be required to register them through the NFA and pay a tax stamp like it's a machine gun. And then number three is forced confiscation through government buybacks. So that's your laid out step right there. Ban, register, buyback. There's no such thing as a buyback. I'm not selling you anything you never owned.
Thank you.
I'm not giving to you. If you want it, come and take it, and good luck with that. It's that simple.
Yeah, this kills me, the whole idea of a buyback. We're going to have a buyback program. Well, you know what? I didn't buy it from you to begin with. How can you buy it back? It's insanity that they want to confiscate weapons. They've tried this in the state of Illinois, and we've been able to go to court. Several organizations have gone to court. Gun owners, probably the Second Amendment Foundation, have gone to court and stopped them from doing that.
Yeah, Second Amendment Foundation has won numerous cases in regards to that. We need a Supreme Court decision. We need it desperately.
Yes.
But the time for that decision is not upon us yet. The four justices that refused to take one of those 10 cases a couple months ago literally saved the Second Amendment. Because as you and I spoke about on a previous program, we don't know what Justice Roberts is going to do, nor did the other four. So by not taking one of those cases, they may very well have saved the Second Amendment from obliteration because of Justice Roberts. You know, it's important to point these things out and make people remember exactly what's at stake on November 3rd. Exactly, because your Second Amendment freedoms are literally on the line.
Mark Walters, I'm so glad you pointed that out. And I'll be honest with you, in the face of what the public is seeing on their television screen daily from around the country on their Facebook feed, with officers being attacked, with cities being burned over false narratives, more and more people are coming into the gun store that sponsors this program, The Range, and I know a lot of other gun stores. These are first-time gun buyers who've never owned one before, who suddenly feel a need to protect themselves. And if they're paying attention, these same Democrats need to look at who's at the head of their ticket this year.
Yeah, and you know, I don't believe that those people will go through the process. And in many cases, go through the process in states like California and Massachusetts and Illinois, where they have to get a card, a license, in order to then buy a gun and then have to wait 30 days or 10 days, whatever they voted for. Most of those people are going, hey, wait a minute. What do you mean I've got to wait 10 days before I can take my gun home? They're seeing that light. I don't believe those people all of a sudden want to go, I'm going to go through this whole ridiculous process that I voted for, and then I'm going to vote for Joe Biden so we get more of the same. I don't see that happening. I just don't. You know. But listen, here, it's a crazy world we live in. Lancaster, Pennsylvania is on fire now. Why? Because a man charging a police officer with a butcher knife was put down.
Yeah. You know what that was?
In what world isn't that okay?
That was an assault knife. I mean, he had it raised in the air, ready to stab the police officer, pulls out a gun and shoots the guy, and now the police officer is being called into question for his actions. We live in an insane world.
I think he's going to be – we do. It's upside down. I think the officer is going to be fine. That's why the Lancaster police released that video immediately.
Yes.
you know, this guy's charging a police officer. 99% of America says, in what world is that wrong? The other 1% gets all the airplay, and the sister is out saying, he just had a moment. Well, so did the cop, and he's alive because he had a moment, thank God. You know, here's the thing. Here's what Forrest Gump said. It happens. It happens. I'm going to charge a police officer today with a knife in a moment, and you know, I'm going to get shot. Well, it happens.
Yeah. It's amazing.
You should know that happens. You should know that happens. If you charge a police officer with a knife, you should know it happens. You know?
Mark Walters, listen, I appreciate the dose of common sense, brother. Thank you. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website, and we'll be listening.
Absolutely. Thanks, man. Appreciate it much. Always have a great time.
You bet. We'll talk to you very soon at AA Radio if you want to follow him there on Twitter. Mark does such a great job of driving home these common sense points. Think about that. Got to think about that, Keith Antone. You want a weapon for a reason. You don't want Joe Biden getting elected. He's going to take all that away from you. 314-241-9797. My friend Chris Arps is going to join us with another dose of common sense coming up.
We need to get to work right away. We'll need scientists at the national labs and land-grant universities, historic black colleges, universities, to improve and innovate technologies needed to generate, store, and transmit this clean electric. We need engineers to design and workers to manufacture these new products. We'll need iron workers and welders to install them.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it?
All right, we're working on it. We're improving.
Oh.
Nice, Chris. How are
you,
buddy?
I was pretty close. I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing all right. We were just talking about Mr. Biden there, who clearly doesn't think those manufacturing jobs are gone. He wants people who can come here and manufacture, make $10 an hour making solar panels or something. I don't know what he's talking about.
You know, I know you guys won't admit it, but I swear you guys are doing something to that audio. Like last week and this week, he can't be sounding that bad.
It's kind of sad.
You're doing something to it.
No, it is.
You can't make this up, Chris. You cannot make this up.
you cannot. Listen to cut number 10. Listen to how lost he sounds at the end of his speech.
Firefighters, keep them safe and our first responders. May God protect our troops. Thank you very much. I'm anxious to hear what the president had to say. Thank you.
Left the lectern without taking any questions. Gives a speech, powerful speech, and then walks away. This is unprecedented in an election year this close to a general election.
You know, once this election is over and Joe Biden loses, I think the one move that the Democrats or the Joe Biden campaign has made that's going to cost them election is them trying to adhere and be to these COVID restrictions and be politically correct. It looks terrible with 50 days left before the election. You have Donald Trump at airplane hangars with crowds of people shouting his name, loving him. And then you have, contrast, Joe Biden doing events with 5 reporters looking like he has dementia or something. I just think that's just going to send out a very bad visual at the end of the campaign because you want to look like you have momentum. And you just can't do that with the type of events that Biden is doing.
I
think it's going to hurt them long run.
He doesn't even know where he's going tomorrow. Listen.
And what about early voting? You guys voted early today?
Because I'm going to be in Florida tomorrow.
Florida.
Traveling tomorrow.
Do you encourage people to vote early if they can?
Never, yeah, I do.
Never leaves his basement, so trips have to be a big deal. Has no idea he's going to Florida tomorrow. When they interview.
Well, he's been in Delaware for the last 4 months. Whenever he does any event, it's like right down the street, and then he comes back home.
Yeah.
They're making a monumental mistake to me.
Well, it's sad. It really is, and it's got the left a little worried. Those rallies you were talking about with the president, the boat parades and the car parades you see all over social media with the Trump flags flying, Joy Behar is about to, her liberal head is about to explode.
All right, here's my question, because I think it's important. I want to know from you. Here you have a lot of people in this country who seem to be in love with him the way you were, okay? And I use the term loosely. And yet you snapped out of it. You see what's going on. He basically leads the country against their interests. He lies to them constantly. They're dying by enormous numbers, and they don't seem to be able to snap out of it. Do you have any suggestions of what we can do to get these people to see the light the way you did?
Yeah, how can we make people stop loving Donald Trump? That's what Joy Behar wants to know.
And what Joy Behar and the other liberals don't understand is it's not so much that we're enamored and love Trump so much. We just think what you believe and you people are more dangerous than Donald Trump. It's really that simple, but they really can't grasp that concept.
No, they've gone over the deep end there when it comes to Biden. There's no doubt about it. Hey, real quick, I need to talk about this. Play cut number 13, and let me get Chris's reaction to this, please.
It was in my head. I had the feeling that for 40 years they've been able to do nothing, and they paid the Palestinians a lot of money. I cut that off almost immediately because they weren't saying good things. They weren't saying nice things, and we were paying them $750 million a year. I cut it off.
Yeah, that's the president talking about the groundbreaking announcement today about peace, a peace deal between the Bahrain and Israel. And a couple weeks ago, it was the UAE and Israel. They've already resumed commercial flights or started commercial flights between the two countries. Chris, I don't know. I heard Richard Grenell the other day complaining that reporters didn't grasp the importance of a peace deal he was talking about with Bosnia because they don't have any historical context for it. Do people not grasp the significance of what this administration's been able to do in the Middle East? You've got four Arab countries now who've recognized Israel's right to exist. That's huge.
I think the liberals and the journalists, they understand how significant this is, but they just can't give Donald Trump any credit. Look, there's even reports coming out, Mark, that there may be a deal between Saudi Arabia and Israel. And if they sign a peace deal, that will be huge. And one thing that's really been kind of surprising or noticeable is that the Palestinians' plight has been kind of been thrown on the back burner. You know, the Arab countries wouldn't make any type of moves of peace towards Israel unless there was some type of reconciliation with the Palestinians. They've thrown that down the wayside now, and they're making deals with Israel because they all have a mutual enemy, which is Iran.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I was looking back at this, and the last time something like this happened was 1994. There's a picture in 93 and 94 of Bill Clinton standing on a stage with Yasser Arafat shaking hands with the president of Jordan. And Bill's got a big smile on his face. And now, historically, we all know why he had a smile on his face that day, because of Monica Lewinsky, right? So that, just to put this in context, that's the last time a deal like this was struck. And it was a huge deal when a Democrat is president. And when Donald Trump does something even bigger with Bahrain and the UAE and maybe Saudi Arabia, it's crickets, and they want to end the Nobel Peace Prize before they have to hand one over to Donald Trump.
And it's so funny because, you know, Barack Obama gets a Nobel Peace Prize being 3 months into office.
Doing
here's
nothing.
Donald Trump, who they can't stand, is bringing these Arab countries into friendship with Israel, and they just can't give him the credit for it. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great point. Well, I tell you what, Chris, can you hang on for just a minute?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. We're going to get you on hold here. We're going to talk to Chris on the other side of this. He's got a new article out on Red State that you need to read. What have you done with the NFL this year, if anything? And I want to get his thoughts on the Republican candidate for St. Louis County Executive and whether or not this whole dispute over kids playing sports or going back to school might help Paul Barry defeat Sam Page this fall. We'll be right back.
You said you've never been to a protest before.
I have never been to a protest before, no.
So what motivated you to come out here?
Because I feel that Sam Page is not giving me the right to choose if my child can go to school or do sports. And to me, that's a dictatorship, and I don't like it. So I'm here, and I'm his advocate, so I'm speaking out.
All right, that is a mother that I spoke with yesterday, a mama bear, you might call her, angry that her child is not able to participate in his high school sports right now because of Sam Page. Chris, I want to get your thoughts on that. What impact do you think this anger might make on this race this fall?
I tell you what, Mark, and I'm going to be an equal opportunity person here. I don't agree with the parents' protest in front of Sam Page's house. I don't agree with – I think I heard they tried to shut down the street in front of the county executive's office. I don't support that when Black Lives Matter and Antifa do it, and I don't support it when people who I think have a good cause are doing it. I just don't think that's a tactic that we should go down. I think Sam Page is pretty much a shoo-in to be elected as the county executive. I don't think any of this is going to hurt his chances. We don't have a candidate, unfortunately, this year. And I hope that this is a lesson for the Republican Party in St. Louis County to not write off St. Louis County, that we could still win it if we put up a good candidate and put the money in it, of course.
Yeah, but honestly, I mean, you know, Paul Berry came out there yesterday and gave a good speech to these folks. And I do want to point out, because I was out there, this was not the kind of street shutdown that we see from some of these protesters who are marching onto Highway 40 and shutting down traffic. The St. Louis County Police and the Clayton Police were in on this. They had cars blocked at the end of one street, and they marched maybe a block and back to their original location down one lane of the street. So it wasn't a complete street blockage. There was still traffic moving on the other side of the lane. But honestly, I mean, Paul Berry has an opportunity here. This crosses political lines. This affects Democrats and Republican parents, and a lot of them are angered at how this county executive is acting.
Mark, I don't have a problem with Paul Berry personally. I really don't. But all you have to do is do a Google search on his name and look up the two television station investigations they've done on him, and that's all you need to say.
Okay. All right.
He doesn't have a snowball's chance.
I don't know. I sense that there's going to be a groundswell of support for him because people are sick to death of a county executive that will not listen to reason and refuses to explain this mysterious health data that he's seen that nobody else has seen. We've had 1,100 football games played in this state since the high school season started, and not a single traceable case of transmission of COVID. He's got no leg to stand on here, and he's depriving these kids, in many cases, of their senior year and also their senior year in the classroom. I don't want to leave education out of this. That's the most important thing. Sports is secondary, in my opinion. But for some of these kids, it means the difference between getting a college scholarship or not getting one.
Look, politics is known as a profession of con artists, and I don't think we need to elect a professional one as a con artist.
Well, look, I don't know that we don't. Name. The one that's in the office has never been elected, and that's the problem, because he's a con man, too, in my opinion.
Google search his name, and you wouldn't vote for Paul Berry for dog catcher.
I disagree with you on that. So here's the deal.
Right.
You've got an article in Red State Today about the NFL. I'll let you tell me what that acronym now stands for in your opinion.
Well, you remember a few years ago when they started curbing all of the on-field celebrations, and they said the NFL stood for No Fun League. Well, I think after the social society wokeness that's going on in the league, I think NFL will stand for No Fans League. I didn't watch football on Sunday. A lot of people are commenting on my Red State article that they are boycotting football as well. So I think the NFL is shooting itself in the foot with their wokeness, and I think a lot of people are not going to be watching NFL this year. The Thursday night game ratings were down dramatically. Sunday night and Sunday's games ratings were down dramatically.
What do you think? Why have we not heard any feedback from these multi-million-dollar athletes in this sports league that now suddenly embraces the organization Black Lives Matter, and their very members of that organization are out chanting, "I hope you die," to the two police officers that got ambushed in California?
Well, of course they're not going to mention it because it puts a black eye on the movement. And if they do, all they'll say, these are just fringe elements of Black Lives Matter. And if you disagree with that whole concept of BLM, then you're a racist. They have really been good at tying Black Lives Matter slogan with the organization, which is two different things. The organization is a Marxist organization ran by a couple of women who call themselves trained Marxists. Yeah. Who say on their website they want to get rid of the nuclear family.
Well,
the difference between that organization and the sentiment. Sorry, Mark.
I'm with you, brother. It's the No Fan League. I don't know. I know a bunch of people that aren't watching it anymore. So, we'll
and you
see.
Haven't been watching it for years anyway.
I haven't watched it since a couple years ago anyway. But I'm even happier with that decision now. All right, Chris, have a good week, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, redstate.com is the website there. You can go read. In fact, his article is the featured article up there right now.
Very nice.
Kind of cool. All right. Enjoy the nice weather, folks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful all week, apparently. That's fantastic. Get out there. Get to work. Have some fun. Kilmeade's up next, and Annie Fry's in here noon to 3. I'll be on Annie's show about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.